Yeah, we sort of thought we had control basically the whole night. That the wind was quite strong, so the third quarter, it was no surprise they could take advantage of it and kick a couple. But we thought we looked pretty good behind the ball all night, and it was just a matter of taking opportunities when we got them, and it sort of broke open late. No, we just talked to the coaches, actually, and just said, just the message is, we're fine, don't panic, just keep doing what we're doing, and if we did that, we'd get the result. So we're an extremely fit group, so we're always going to run out game strong, and also with out of that breeze, it was going to be hard for West Coast to score, and our backs were solid all day. Probably, in some ways, yeah, it probably has more merit because West Coast are improving. So I'd say that's early on. But we're really happy. Like today, we've got quite a young list. We're actually younger than West Coast and less experience out on the park today. So it's really good for those six debutants to come into such a fierce competitive game and produce. To be honest, all of them, but like just early, Michaela Tahakarana's forward pressure. Like she didn't have many possessions at the end, but we scored that first goal on the back of her efforts, and Jess Lowe was the same down back. Dana Reese was really quiet in the first half, but she finished really strong. Anya had to do a lot more rucking than we'd planned, but she fought the game out really well. And Anne McMahon was another one who was a bit slow to get in the game, but worked into it strongly. Would have been lovely if she had scored that goal late. And on Ellie Runnels, yeah, she was very good. She had 14 touches on the wing off limited game time, so we were wrapped with what she produced.
And so, Anya, like you said, spending more time
in the ruck,
was that?
Mim just had a couple of knocks through the game, and so just had to get her off and assessed and different things like that. So, Anya wasn't planning on spending that much time through there in her first game, but she battled on well, and she looked really dangerous late when she was forward. Yeah, in the practice game the other day, their wings were their best two players, Bowen and Thomas. And that definitely stung Kane and Ebony Antonio. So they were ramped up, ready to go today. I thought both are really good. And Ebony's finishing to kick three goals in a day, which is very difficult finishing, was outstanding. Yeah, this is perfect for her because she tied, so she didn't have to make a speech. So she'd be happy to do that every single time. Yeah, was it 23 touches and 13 tackles? And she was just Kiara. I'm just lucky to have her in the side, and we all are, but she just went about her business as usual.
And Kara seemed to spend a bit of time in the first half. Do
you have
an update on her?
Kara? Yeah, no, it was more the second half. First half was just rotations as normal. Second half, just hyperextension of the knee, and she could have gone back out there, but at that stage we had the game under control. So, we just monitored her during the week, and 8-day break helps before we play GWS.
And so, obviously, heading over east now, but what's the one big learning from today that you sort of learned from the week?
Yeah, good question. I was pretty happy though. Probably there was a period in the third quarter when we were under pressure that we overhandballed. Our kick-to-handball ratio wasn't where we wanted it to be, and we changed that in the last quarter. So that's probably that. Under pressure, don't revert to that style of play.
And just lastly as well, obviously with that Eastern States trip coming up, what are your confidence levels that you get to return here in the back end of the season?
Yeah, pretty confident. Everyone I'm speaking to is saying that Feb 5 will be the day, if not before. So, we're pretty confident with that. So we're really looking forward to the trip away. There's going to be some challenges, but if you're playing a professional sport, there's always going to be challenges. So we're really looking forward to getting away together and seeing how many of those four games we can win. Thanks, Eliza.